which is how old Jason Kanz is. We've basically been on the air. Let's figure. We went on the air, I think, late in December of, 71, 72. But anyhow, you were born which year?
72.
So October 25th, 1972. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
We've been on.
So they've been around a little longer than I have.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
All right. And your grandpa, Grandpa Kanz these days.
I am. Yeah, that's true. We were able to babysit Rosalie this weekend for the first time. So, she's been over a number of times. But John and Grace went on a short date on Saturday. And so Heather and I got to spend some time with Rosalie, and it was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Saw the picture of you said not a lot gets you on the ground these days, but Rosalie does.
Right. Yeah. I don't really feel the motivation to get down on the floor and play like with my dogs most of the time, but my grandbaby, that will do it. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, in terms of this 5-minute segment, three particular visits with listeners stand out to me from over the weekend at OneFest. Getting a hug from Marcy from O'Galley and her friend, I believe, also from O'Galley. So that was nice chatting with her. And she's like, well, when you guys mention, books, you almost need to say them again because I'm like, I want to get it written down. So that was good to hear.
Sure. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also, I want to say it was Ron from Cornell and then Dr. James Apple, all saying they're big fans of the early part of the WIB Wake Up Show, but really noting the best 5 minutes of the day with passion and enthusiasm. So that was nice.
That's really great to hear, yeah. It's not just you and I talking out here in the dark in the morning, and so it's nice to know that there's a bunch of us awake and getting ready to face the world every morning. So,
in fact, as I dropped your daughter Tessa off on Saturday after a fine Colton Dixon performance there at OneFest, and I'm like, wow, that's the house I call every morning,
Yes, yes it is. That's true.
All right. All right, we got some things to take care of today. I went to bed last night, and I'm like, wow, Saturday breakfast feels like it was a long time ago.
That's because you were at OneFest much of the weekend. I think that it was a huge piece in the middle of all of that.
Yeah, so. Right. All right, yeah. This morning from Larry Krabs, the story everyone needs to hear. And so whenever we mention a book, we're going to call out Marcy. We're going to say, Marcy, the book is 66 Love Letters. If you don't have it, you're going to want to get it. So there you go. All right, so today it's... Esther, no one can thwart my plan. I like the repetition. And in the epilogue, where Larry unpacks the Bible in 66 paragraphs, from God's perspective, he believes the Lord would sum up Esther this way. Even when you wander far away from your home in me, I'll be working behind the scenes to bring you back. There'll be plenty of opposition, plenty that'll go wrong, whether you're in the far country or living in my community. But no one can thwart my plan. No one. You're on the winning side. Encouraging.
Very encouraging. Because there's definitely been times where I have felt like I'm on, far from home or wondering what God is up to. And to have that reminder that we are on the winning side, that God is for us, I need to remember that regularly.
Mm-hmm. And as we carry on with Galatians 5 from Letters to the Beloved, again, as we're reading through 66 love letters. I mean, you might not have written this book had Larry not done this imagined conversation with God in that book that took him 5 years, right?
Right. Probably not. There's such a deep influence of Larry, and mm-hmm. his fingerprints are all over this book.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely was there.
Galatians 5:1, yeah. Though, a great verse. You start us off.
It says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law.
Yeah, and from your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, which similar to Larry, is you're kind of writing it as if, what would God say to you about that verse? It is for your freedom that my son set you free. He purchased your liberty on the cross. You are fully alive and can live unencumbered by rules and regulations that press you down. When people question your independence, stand firm on the message of the cross. Child, you are free, so do not live like a slave.
Boy, that's hard for me sometimes to not fall back into that slave mindset or the mindset of bondage, and to remember that we are truly set free to love and live well in this world.
I think we're going to go to the song from Bethel Music, No Longer Slaves. So let's try to take it in. Jason,
great. Thanks,
friend. Have a great Monday.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you in August here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We'll be telling you more and more about our Backpack to School Challenge this week. Just 5 days left. We started with 7, just 5 days left to try to meet our goal of $15,000 by this Friday to serve children locally and internationally. We're asking if you'd respond. Hopefully you've seen this on social media, heard it over the weekend. Maybe you saw our display at OneFest. Hoping that we can find at least 10 people to respond to that call before the end of the 7 o'clock hour here. And maybe it's $50, $100, maybe it's $500 or $1,000. Will you help us serve children? Will you help us do this for the glory of God? Not just to reach a goal that we've set, but to say, can we give as we have been given? Can we love as we have been loved? WWIB.com/backpacks. If you're able to respond, help us reach that initial goal. Can we see the first 10 people respond before 8 o'clock this morning?
Well, it was quite a OneFest weekend. I know we were celebrating some here in the 6 o'clock hour. Caleb, for those who might have heard that looking ahead to next year, Toby Mac, that big news made. He's the headliner for next year. That was exciting.
Yeah, Toby Mac and Jeremy Camp. That is going to be quite the show, and a new venue in Kanata at the Chippewa Valley Festival grounds.
That's right. It was great to meet the listeners, as always. So, and in fact, we're talking to the listeners this morning, even with the Backpack to School Challenge. I think we just got some support, didn't we?
Yeah. So again, we've been saying, can we see the first 10 people respond before 8 o'clock? And our first is Marcy from Bloomer. She says, I'll pledge $100 to this backpack fund. Again, we'll be telling you more about how it's going locally and internationally. It's amazing. And she says, great job on your part in OneFest. Thank you for all you do. So thank you so much, Marcy. I believe she stopped in just before OneFest. We got to chat with her a little bit as well, too. So thank you for that blessing, the encouragement, but also the encouragement of being our first person response. So nine more, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, that big red bar, trying to get into 10 people responding before 8 a.m.
Fantastic. I got to say, again, great meeting the listeners, and particularly the artists that I did get to see, Johnny Diaz and Colton Dixon. That was fun. So Johnny Diaz, my wife and I, having a chance to enjoy. I don't know. At one point, he was just, you know, he was like 3 p.m, but you know, you had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah.
But he was just talking about just a guy and a guitar and just kind of the stories and the songs and the video. That was great. And then Colton Dixon, I think the more that lead into Skillet went on, the more connecting. And I got to say, like seeing my daughter sing along with Miracles, I mean, that was a lot of fun. So
I have to say, again, you know, usually the goal is to try to make sure that everybody there is having fun, having a great time. So don't get to see a lot of the music, but I was able to sneak in for about 15 or 20 minutes of Kane. Uh-huh. And that was just incredible. I just absolutely loved that. Again, always love the coordinated outfits, the siblings, the harmonies. And so that was kind of worth the price of admission right there, right? Just to see Kane. But Torrin Wells, honestly, I was surprised with how much I enjoyed Torrin Wells, too, just as a vocalist. Knew he could, you know, sing and dance, but just him and his two backup singers, too, that sometimes he gave them the lead and let them sing some of the verse of his songs. But just their ability, again, just using their vocal powers to sing together. I enjoyed that even more than I thought I would. Skillet, full-on rock show, right? And that's something I hadn't experienced Skillet before, so that was a lot of fun as well. And being able to interact with so many of you, we certainly enjoyed the water balloon hot potato game musical chairs mashup that we played.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of fun with all of you, and thank you so much for coming over. It was great, even as things were winding down very, very late on Saturday night. I had some little ones come over, and one, and unfortunately I didn't get her name, but she said, you have amazing music. That's the station I listen to, 103.7. And so anyway, just kind of in the weariness at the end to have just a little one saying, hey, yeah, what you do matters, was a blessing. So thank you so much to Heather, to April, to everyone we couldn't possibly name with OneFest, who labor really from this time last year to put this event on. Patrick Gear, who brings in the artists Jesse and Troy and so many others with the photos. It's an incredible, incredible effort. Roxanne and Linda, all of you, appreciate you guys. Love you so much for all the work you do for the kingdom.
Yeah, it all started with our interview with Brian Cole about 7:15 on Friday morning right here on the WIB Wake Up Show. So,
well, we're diving back into the music with one of the two headliners from next year. Again, Toby Mac and Jeremy Camp. So let's hear Jeremy Camp, Keep Me in the Moment. Can we still get 9 more people in the next 35 minutes to respond to the Backpack to School Challenge, serving children in the Eau Claire area, in Chippewa County, and new this year through Teamwork Africa in Liberia, helping sponsor and provide for those starfish kids? It's an incredible opportunity. Would you give wholeheartedly? Would you give joyfully? Would you respond this morning? WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, if that's the call on you this morning. Well, Halvo, we've been able to talk about this separately, but not together yet, about the Backpack to School Challenge. And so this is something We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls together, their backpack and school supply distributions, expecting to serve over 2,000 children in need. It's just incredible, and how God has grown that and worked through those local backpack and school supply distributions. So we want to come alongside that again. But new this year, we've wanted to go globally as well and have an international component. So we have a third organization that you know well, Teamwork Africa, and we're going to give a third of all that's raised to each of these incredible organizations so they can serve children in need and help them with the basics for school to help, again, jumpstart their year. And so from the Teamwork Africa side, we've been hearing from Peggy, your wife. We'll talk to her in the 8 o'clock hour, but how far this money that's given will go. And the urge, of course, is not give less because it goes farther in Liberia, but hey, give more because it'll go a really long way overseas as well as serving those locally.
Absolutely. And in fact, Peggy will have some exciting things to share with us when she joins us in the 8 o'clock hour here in studio. But we're excited to be able to talk about making a bigger impact with that. And yeah, we've got 156 starfish kids last year that these kids orphaned one or both parents. And so we help them go to school. Again, they say government schools are free, but they're also free of books and learning. So you need a private school education in Liberia to really get that advance. And so I think this year, maybe those starfish numbers are currently right around 153. But Peggy leaves for Liberia tomorrow. She'll be landing Wednesday, our time. We hope to talk with her even from Liberia later in the week, but she'll be with us in studio. But yeah, this is so appreciated. I'm just going to sneak out something, is that we believe even beyond a backpack, school supplies, we believe that out of $50, you might be able to even get a pair of shoes for kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, incredible to see what the generosity here stateside in Western and Central Wisconsin can do internationally and also can do locally through those wonderful organizations and We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church. And you all stepped up so strongly and powerfully, and praise be to God, last year, the way you stepped up for that. And the goal's bigger this year. It's $15,000 instead of $10,000. But I have to say, just personally, I've already seen God working with the amount of sponsorship dollars we're able to see, from, I believe, $2,500 or $2,700 last year to $4,750 given by the sponsors, almost hit that first third of the goal before we even began. And so again, when I'm faithless, he is faithful. And we've already seen him respond, and it's been a little slow. I mean, look, I'm coming in here on a Monday morning saying, wow, I was really hoping we would see more people respond over the weekend, but we haven't. But you know what? Maybe now's the time. Maybe now's the time. And we're asking, can we see 10 people respond at WWIB.com/backpacks before the end of the hour? Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $25 is all you could do. Maybe it's $100 or $1,000. I'm not sure. But would you just respond if you say, hey, God's laid it on my heart to serve children locally and internationally? It's the commission, right? The Great Commission. Again, starting in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And we believe that the gospel is intertwined with this too, as we take care of material needs. But the why do you do it? Why are you loving me this way? And the answer is, because he first loved us. And that's the goal behind this. So WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, if you're able to give today and be one of those 10. Marcy from Bloomer was our first. Maybe you're one of the next 9. And thank you to those who are responding to that challenge. We've been saying, kind of our mini challenge this morning, can we see 10 people respond before 8 o'clock? Maybe that's $50. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $500 or $1,000. Maybe it's $10 or $25. But could we see 10 people respond to this call to serve, to love, to help these children? Five more is what we need. Five more in the next 9.5 minutes at WWIB.com/backpacks. Right at the top of the page, that big red bar gets you to the giving page. Five more people in the next 9 minutes will we be able to see that. So three different organizations benefited this year, and the head of one of them joins us now, Peggy Halverson from Teamwork Africa. Welcome. Thank you for taking a quick call this morning and getting on over here.
No problem. Good morning.
So we're excited to be able to do this again. Last year, it was a wonderful outpouring of support. And so We Care Eau Claire Valley Vineyard Church expected to serve over 2,000 children locally. And I was chatting with you a little bit about this at OneFest. We have the opportunity now to expand this, to serve locally, but to serve internationally as well. And it's exciting that we can have a foot in both camps. I mean, God's big enough for all of it.
It went Jerusalem, Judea, and then to the ends of the earth, right?
Yeah. And again, you say a lot of times you hear that from people saying, well, what about children in need here? As we're talking about Starfish Kids in Need in Liberia, and we're saying, yeah, we're going to serve both, but we have the opportunity to do something pretty incredible, God willing, in Liberia with this same amount of money.
Yeah, and it's I'm so excited, and the timing is so just unique because I'm headed to Liberia tomorrow. And our focus will be on our Starfish Kids, which are the children that we serve who are in the greatest need in Liberia.
Now, Starfish Kids, and again, it's that starfish principle. We've probably all heard the story before. It made a difference for one.
Right.
It makes a difference for one. These starfish children, I remember seeing on your website, the Teamwork Africa website, a lot of them have lost one or sometimes both children. And not only is it the school supplies seem out of reach, school itself seems out of reach for a lot of these kids.
A lot of kids who have gone now to live with aunts, uncles, you know, grandma and grandpa, they are just struggling to provide enough food for their household. So to be able to send those kids to school, some of them start school for a semester and then their caregiver can't make the tuition payments and they drop out.
Yeah.
So we end up with some kids who are 12 years old and are still in second grade because they haven't even been able to complete a year. So our scholarship program really helps those kids get through the school year. But then even so, because of the number of children some people are caring for, the school supplies make it really challenging for them to be able to take their notes and do their homework.
And I know what's exciting. You messaged me about this a little bit yesterday, and we were talking about it. If we're saying, again, here in the U.S., $50, again, is an approximation probably for an elementary school child. It'd be more in high school and such. But for a backpack and school supplies, that same $50 in Liberia can actually bless even further, which is amazing.
Yeah, I was super excited because initially I was planning to buy the Chinese import backpacks that are about $20.
Yeah.
But then I was able to contact a seamstress that works with us, and she sewed a backpack and sent me a sample of it, and it looks amazing. And we'll be able to buy those backpacks for half of the price. We'll be able to buy those for $10 each, which means that money will reach even further.
And also, too, by buying them locally, too, then that seamstress, right? Then you can actually be giving back,
absolutely,
too, for her.
Yeah, instead of supporting the Chinese imports, we'll be supporting a local artist and be able to, so that she'll be able to send her own children to school.
Yeah, it's incredible.
So, Margie Spicer, my mom in Wauwatosa, stepping up, $100 for the Backpack to School Challenge.
Thanks, Margie.
Four people. We just need four more people before 8 o'clock. Caleb and John, hallelujah feeling. That's what we've got here. We're one person away from our goal of 10 responses to our Backpack Challenge by 8 o'clock. It's not 8 o'clock yet. WWIB.com/backpacks. Big red banner right at the top of the page, WWIB.com/backpack. Well, we had our first goal of the work week here, trying to reach 10 people, get 10 people to respond to our Backpack to School Challenge by 8 o'clock. Did we make it? We did indeed.
All right.
I'm kind of the third wheel here as I've got Mark and Peggy Halverson in the studio this morning. But guys, we've got so many people to thank. But yes, we got 10. I believe we even got to an 11th person to respond. So thank you to, I'll go from the text line here, Havo. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we mentioned Jeannie from Fall Creek. Thank you so much for your pledge of $50. Beth from Elk Mound pledging $100 for two backpacks. And Kathy also jumps in from Eau Claire, I believe. And Kathy says she'll pledge $50 as well. So that's some pledges we've had, and more on the giving line as well.
Yeah, that's right. Steve in Rice Lake, also Pam in Colfax. Thank you so much for your generosity. And hearing also from Jeff this morning and in memory of Phyllis. So appreciate that coming in this morning. And lastly, just the most recent update coming in Tanya, thank you for your generosity in Glenflora.
Yes, thank you so much. And I know we even got a call from Milwaukee. So that's fantastic with your mom jumping in to help as well, too. And we'll chat more with Peggy in just a little bit. But hopefully, Peggy, this is something, too, that as you're actually in studio kind of seeing as this is going on, too. And again, we've said, hey, a third going to Teamwork Africa, a third to We Care Eau Claire, a third to Chippewa Falls Valley Vineyard Church. Hopefully it's something that buoys your spirits as you're headed to Liberia tomorrow.
Yeah, it just matters so much. And, you know, I travel to Liberia by myself now. And so I have a lot of time to think on the way. And just to be able to be sitting in the airport and thinking about all the people back home that care about the work that we're doing and that are supporting us and encouraging me personally, this is a wonderful send-off for me. Thank you so much.
Well, we are hoping to keep it rolling this hour in Havel. Last hour, the goal was 10 in the 8 o'clock hour. How about 11? How about 11 people responding? Why not? Big God, right?
Always looking to push ahead a little more, right?
Again, 11 people. Can we see 11 people before 9 a.m. and Focus on the Family responding at WWIB.com? There's a red bar right at the top of the page. Maybe it's $50 for one backpack. Maybe it's $500 for 10. Maybe it's $25 and you can do half and trust that someone else will do half. Maybe, you know what, if we're going to get to the goal, we're probably going to need some people to give $1,000. Maybe God's going to move you that way. Whatever he moves you to do, whether it's for this cause or something else, it's always just say yes. Say yes. He's big enough. That's Evan Kraft, Be All Right. Before that, Matthew West, You Changed My Name. Mark and Peggy Halverson here, and we'll chat more at length in just a moment. But Peggy, just think about those two songs, too. I mean, and for one thing, I love when Evan Kraft, Danny Gokey, some of these actually they're non-native Spanish speakers, but they've learned it quite well to be able to sing and just hearing, again, English and Spanish, and he's got the whole world in his hands. And then thinking of Matthew West before that, You Changed My Name, mm-hmm. how God goes after us and pursues us and brings us into his family, calls us by his name. And man, I think of that picture of adoption with what started this whole work with Teamwork Africa, with you guys as well. And it just, as we're pushing to ask people to give, to respond today, just, man, not really planning these things, but that's kind of how it's coming out.
Well, again, that story, someone was asking me how I got involved in ministry in Liberia. And I said, well, we were on our way to somewhere else. Like Mark and I had other plans for our lives. And God just said, I want to invite you to care for my kids in Africa. And we said, yes.
Yeah.
And we didn't know at all what we were possibly getting into. I had no vision of what international ministry would look like, but all God was asking me for was just my yes.
Yeah. And I think, too, that's kind of what we're saying today is we're hoping to see our first person, the 8 o'clock hour, respond to our Backpack to School Challenge. Again, a third will be going to Teamwork Africa, a third to We Care Eau Claire, and a third to Valley Vineyard Church. Just saying, would you say yes? And maybe it's to this, maybe it's to something else. Because again, our goal is not to arm twist, not to guilt, not to shame you. If there's something else that God is tugging on you to give toward, then say yes to that. He's big enough to provide for every single nonprofit, every single need, every single missionary. But it just seems like the way he opens up the floodgates of his generosity is working through his people. And so we're saying, say yes. Say yes, whatever that might be. And if it's this, would you go to WWIB.com/backpacks? Big red bar right at the top of the page. Be our first one to respond here in the 8 o'clock hour. We said 10 last hour. So you know what? Let's try 11 this hour. Can we get 11 people in the next 41 minutes?
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. It's the Backpack to School Challenge. And maybe for those who are not deep into radio like Caleb and I don't realize the faith he showed by saying 11 people by 9 o'clock. Because here's the thing. That we know that for years they've said in radio the most listened to hour of the day is 7 to 8 in the morning. A lot of people got to be at work by 8 o'clock. And so Caleb, knowing that full well, went ahead and pushed beyond the goal of last hour one more.
This is the thing. So in this hour, we just need a higher percentage of the people that are listening to respond. So instead of saying, well, I'm sure someone else will.
Right.
Got to say, it's me. It's right. Me. And what can I do? And maybe it's $50 for one backpack, maybe it's $500 or $1,000. It's not so much about the amount as saying, if you hear about this, if you hear about the children in Liberia, West Africa, the children in need in Eau Claire County and Chippewa County, if you hear about this and say, wow, it really sounds like they could use some help, then put that call on yourself and say, I'll respond and I'll do that.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And so, I don't know, did you guys touch on earlier, again, in terms of, but maybe it's worth, because we get new listeners all the time, Peggy, in terms of what is this going to mean for kids there in Africa? What's the impact that, because we talk about backpacks and school supplies, but what's it going to mean for the Liberian kids?
Well, the great thing about it is once I heard about the challenge, I was trying to figure out what we could get for the $50. And at first, we were going to get the Chinese import backpacks, but then I was able to get a hold of a local Liberian seamstress who can make us better quality backpacks for half the price. And the bonus is this will also help her be able to send her kids to school. Mm. And not only that, because the backpacks are going to cost less, we're also going to be able to get our kids school shoes. And as much as you need, you know, regular tennis shoes to go to school here, in Liberia, you have to have black shoes to attend school. Mm. And if you don't wear your black shoes, they'll send you home.
Huh.
So it is critical that our kids have the right shoes to go to school. And like I said before, our orphans and kids who are living with families, they don't have the resources they need to be able to provide for all the children they're caring for. So being able to give those the school supplies, the backpacks, and the school shoes uh-huh. is a really important gift to these kids in need.
And again, there's the opportunity here. We've been talking about this to serve internationally, to serve locally. And what I love about this is saying, hey, rather than adding Teamwork Africa to We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard this year, those two backpack distributions expected to serve over 2,000 children, rather than saying, well, let's try to reach the same amount of mm-hmm. giving this year by adding a third organization so everyone gets less, we're saying, let's have more.
Yeah.
Let's have more. Let's go from 10 to 15,000 this year. And if you're just joining us, we've talked earlier about, again, our sponsors provided $4,750 this year. That is well above what we had last year. And so already even just in my faith, seeing, okay, how's this going to work? God's already saying, hey, I'm providing more. I'm providing more. Not you, Caleb, not WWIB, but I am providing. And so we're just saying, can we just join with what he's doing, what he's going to do? May he get all the glory from it. But can we join with the good work that he's doing, his kindness, his generosity, his love? We can't outgive him. We can't outgive more than the God of the universe who gave his one and only son to bring us to himself. We can't ever outgive that. So all we're doing is we're just echoing. It's a dim reflection, an echo of his goodness, of his kindness, of his grace. And that's what we want this to be. We want there to be excitement in it, reaching these smaller goals. Yeah. There should be joy in this. There should be joy in giving. And sometimes giving pinches a little bit, right? Sometimes it has to be sacrificial, but there's joy in sacrifice when we're looking ahead to a higher reward, a higher calling, something so much beyond the best bliss that earth imparts. There's a hymn, crying on a Monday isn't good, but it says, Jesus, thou joy of loving hearts, thou fount of life, thou light of men, from the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfilled to thee again. There's nothing that can satisfy like Jesus Christ. And so when we hold so tight to our money and our possessions and the things that we have, we're missing out on joy, on the fullness of joy. And so this is just one way to say, take part in the joy of Jesus Christ. And some of that joy is from letting go of what we hold so tight to and saying, you've got something better, something so much better than anything that this world can offer. If you'd like to respond, WWIB.com. We're going to go a little bit late into weather here because Stephen Curtis Chapman has a song that Havel thought of. All these children that we want to help, they're his. They're his. This one's called Yours.
64 degrees here at our WIB studios in Halley between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Up 9 from the start of the show 3 hours ago. 63 in Bloomer, 62 in Rice Lake, where I think we just got some support.
Yes, thank you to Bob and Brenda from Rice Lake, a gift in memory of Teamwork Africa and giving $50 for a backpack and school supplies. Again, if you're just joining us, We Care Eau Claire, Valley Vineyard Church, Chippewa Falls, and Teamwork Africa, local and international. This year's Backpack to School Challenge trying to hit $15,000 before the end of the week. We started off with almost $5,000, and then we've been asking you to respond this morning. Whatever gift you'd like to make, just say, would you respond in some form or fashion? Trying to hit 11 people doing that before 9 o'clock this morning. We need 9 more now.
All right.
9 more. Thank you so much to Anne from Eau Claire pledging a gift for our Backpack to School Challenge. That leaves us with eight left that we're trying to see reach our goal of 11 people responding in some way. Maybe it's $25, $50, maybe it's $100 or $1,000. I don't know, but would you respond at wwib.com/backpacks on this first weekday of our 7-day challenge? Again, we're on the third day already trying to see $15,000 raised for children in need internationally and locally as well. It'll be a beautiful thing to see, again, just whether we're able to see through pictures or not, the smiles on the faces, knowing that you're giving to those who can never repay you. Isn't that a reflection of how God gives to us? We can't repay him for the gift of Jesus Christ, but he gives wholeheartedly. He gives his best to us, and hoping that we can give as a reflection of the ultimate giver this week. Whether it's to this or something else, just keep saying, say yes to whatever he's calling you to give toward. Nothing we have is our own. We're just called to steward what he has given. WWIB.com/backpacks. If you can be one of our final eight in the 8 o'clock hour, trying to see 11 people respond this hour before 9 a.m. And thank you so much again to Ann from Eau Claire and Bob and Brenda from Rice Lake, who've responded most recently.
All right, it's a Monday morning, and a lot of times it's Make Us Laugh Monday, but this is a special challenge week. It's the Backpack to School Challenge. You can go to WIB.com and see the banner on top of the page. That's the easiest. Click on that, and you see kind of the explanation that we're expanding it this year. It has included the Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls school districts in the past. It still includes that, but this year we've expanded it because Rich Mullins said the other side of the world is not as far as we thought it would be. And we found that out in the Halverson family. And so Caleb, who heads up this challenge, has said, hey, we took in about $12,000 last year with our sponsors. What if we dreamed to get to 15? And so far, our generous business sponsors have collectively committed $4,750, which, Caleb, you tell me, is well beyond the head start they gave us last year. And anytime I'm racing anybody like my kids, I like to have a big head start.
Yeah, and so we got to just over $5,000 through the first couple days through the weekend. So we're officially past the one-third mark. And now we're trying to get all the way up to $15,000. But it starts with, again, just individuals responding. We do this collectively, not because, you know, maybe there are folks who are going to be able to put in some larger amounts. But folks who are saying, hey, I can do one backpack or two backpacks is absolutely wonderful and beautiful. And that's why we've been saying, can we get 11 people before 9 o'clock? We would need 8 more in the next 12 minutes. And that seems like a big goal. But again, there's a lot of people listening. WWIB.com, there's a red bar right at the top of the page. Can we get 8 more people to respond in some form or fashion by 9 a.m. this morning?
Yeah, I was just thinking about a story of a little girl from last year. She was in kindergarten, and we had paid her school scholarship. She was on her scholarship program, but we went to do a home visit and check in on her. She didn't graduate from kindergarten, and we were like, what was the problem? And her grandma figure, she's actually a complete orphan, but so she's living with this older lady, and her grandma said, well, we weren't able to bring in the dozen notebooks that were required for her school supplies, and so they didn't promote her to the next grade. And I said, but why didn't you tell us? And she said, well, you're already doing so much for us. We didn't want to ask for more. And so this year, I mean, literally, kids in Liberia can be put out of school for not having shoes, not bringing in their school supplies. This backpack challenge is going to really help a lot of kids.
And here's the thing. This grandma figure was not willing to ask for more. I am asking for more. On behalf of these children, I am asking for more, friends. I know my wife just texted me and she said, can we give a certain amount? She said, it'll be my Christmas present. Can we give such and such an amount? And she doesn't know that actually I was thinking more than that. we have so much. And again, I know there's children in deep need here, children in incredibly desperate need in Liberia. And yet they're not willing to even ask for it. Because they're like, oh, you're doing so much for it. But we are asking for more. We are asking for more. And whatever that is to you, whether that's $50 or $500, $2,500 or $2,000, whatever it is, we're asking for more on behalf of those who can't speak for themselves, those who won't speak for themselves, thinking, oh, well, you've given us so much already. We've been given so much. We're asking for more. We're asking for more from you. And not, again, not to arm twist you, not to guilt you, not to shame you, but to say, man, we've been given so much. If God tugs at you to do this, will you help?
Yeah, you know, God loves a cheerful giver, and you've underscored that. I just want to say one of the artists whose song I think that gets that across as good as any currently is We Are Messengers. We didn't get to hear a whole lot of them because we were behind stage getting ready to introduce the next act on Friday night at One Fest, Caleb, but their song Wholehearted.
Yeah.
Again, I said to Darren when we talked to him on Friday, I thought I know what this song's about before I heard it, and I thought it's going to be about encouraging us to live wholehearted lives, which is a great message. That's just not what the song's about. The song is about God gives his grace wholehearted. And, you know, why does God love a cheerful giver? It's because he is. You underscored this some earlier, but just that you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. God so loved and he gave unlike anyone or anything ever gave. And so as his people, we're called to give. And I don't know if where all the business sponsors who've collectively given this incredibly generous, almost $5,000 are at with the Lord. But as God's people, as his sons and daughters, we've received. And so now can we give? Can we be one of those eight people before 9 o'clock right now to go to WIB.com and give safely and securely, or at least text us at 715-396-1670, 396-1670, and say, hey, you can count on me for 50, 100, whatever we can do in the Backpack to School Challenge.
And again, we're looking forward to talking with Peggy Halverson, maybe from Africa as well as she's headed out. But thank you for joining us, Peggy, this morning. And just one more time, this makes such a difference in the life of a child who has, I mean, almost nothing, to be able to give them the opportunity to go to school. It seems so basic to us, but it's the world to them.
The kids, sometimes they just feel like nobody even sees them. Hmm. So to be able to give them, you know, on next Saturday, I'll be taking pictures of our kids and giving them school supplies and be able to look them in the eye and say, I see you. And to know that the people back home are helping me be able to let these kids know that they are loved and cared for and that we see them. And whether that's a kid in our neighborhood right here or a kid across the world, everybody needs to know that they are seen and cared for and loved.
There's a phrase, coram Deo, before the face of God, that everything is within his sight, within his vision. So he sees them. He sees them. He loves them. And so what we're trying to do is through our small efforts, remind them that they are seen and they are loved by the God who made them. And excited to be able to do that. We'll let you pack. We'll let you get ready to go, and Godspeed and safe travels. But thank you, Peggy, for joining us this morning.
Hopefully next time I talk to you, I'll be talk to you from Liberia, as long as our connection is good and our network works. So thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Let's play that song from We Are Messengers, Wholehearted. We've got 6.5 minutes left to see eight people respond. WWIB.com, WWIB.com/backpacks, or a red bar right at the top if you're able to give to help children through Teamwork Africa internationally, locally here as well. It's the Backpack to School Challenge. Thank you so much to Marilyn from Ladysmith. Marilyn pledging 2 backpacks for our Backpack to School Challenge. Now I'm trying to remember if we have 5 or 6 people left that we're hoping to see respond. I believe 6 people before 9 a.m., which is about 3 minutes away. WWIB.com/backpacks if you're able to help. Again, serving We Care Eau Claire. Their school supply and backpack distribution expected to serve over 1,000. Over 1,000 expected to be served in Chippewa County as well. And then again, the chance to serve children in Liberia, West Africa through Teamwork Africa, locally and internationally this year for our Backpack to School Challenge. Would you be one of those last half dozen people to respond this morning? Again, you'll have the chance all throughout the week, but we're trying to, get our way closer and closer to that big goal of $15,000 given by this Friday. Let children in need know, just like the name of this song, that help is on the way.